5. Kof Zayin Eor, Tuesday the 23rd of May, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch. How Matan Torah defines us.
Especially with regards to Matan Torah, Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Ches, where we are told that Moshe comes up Har Sinai, and the Malachim turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, "Mal Yulud Isho Beinenu," what is this human being doing here? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, "The Kabbal Torah Huba." That this is the moment that the world, that the Olam Ha'asiya will receive Torah. And the Malachim are, so to speak, horrified. And they say, Chemdo Gnuza, this treasure which has been hidden here, Tav Kaldeiros for 974 generations, and you are now going to give it to Bosar Vadam, to a human being. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than taking their side, takes the side of Moshe Rabbeinu and turns to Moshe and says, defend yourself. Explain to them why this should be the case, that Torah, having resided in Shemayim until now, should be the right and, in fact, the ownership of Bosar Vadam. And there is a little bit of a vikuach. Moshe Rabbeinu is initially reluctant because of the outcome. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, but then mounts a defense, and he goes through the Aseres HaDibros. He starts by saying, did you ever go down to Egypt? Were you ever subject to Paro, to the slavery in Egypt? And he carries on and he goes through Leisirtzach, Leisinov, Leisignov. Do you have the taivus, do you have the Yetzer Hara that would even allow you the possibility of questioning whether you should or should not transgress these averus? And the Gemara records the reaction of the Malachim, Miyad Hoiduloi. They admitted, no, you're right. And therefore Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and in fact they even gave brochas to Moshe, etc. The interesting thing is that there's a posuk that the Malachim quote when they start their argument, and there's a posuk that the Malachim use when they admit to Moshe Rabbeinu that he is right. Both those psukim come from the same perik, in Tehillim Perik Ches, and both those Tehillim have the same seven first words. Except that the posuk then goes on, the original posuk quoted then goes on, and the second posuk only has those seven words in. What are those psukim? It's the Natzach Lagitis Mizmer David. The posuk is Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ha'aretz. How great is your splendor, your presence, B'chol Ha'aretz, Asher Tnohoitcho Al Hashamayim. That's the posuk. And then the last pasuk in that perek is the same, Hashem Adoneinu Ma'ade Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. So somehow, the very same pasuk that is used to argue against Bosar Vadam, being the owners of Terah, is eventually used to agree that that's exactly where Terah should be. How did this posuk change so significantly from being an attack to being a defense within the same perek of Tehillim? So there is a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara tells us, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chochma, Elo Lemi Sheyesh Bo Chochma." Hakadosh Baruch Hu only gives wisdom to somebody who already has it, which of course makes it an impossibility. You can never get on to the wheel because you can only get there if you've got Chochma. You can only get Chochma if you've got Chochma, etc. And the Gemara quotes from two different Amoraim, two different Psukim. One is a Pasuk in Daniel where we are told, Yov Chochmasa Lachakimin. And the other is a Pasuk that perhaps we're slightly more familiar with, and that is of a Lev Kol Chacham Lev Nosati Chochma. In the hearts of those who have wisdom, I have given wisdom. Now clearly it has to be that there are two types of chokhmah. It must be that there is initial chokhmah which a person can acquire without, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, at that stage, they are worthy of getting the chokhmah that we are more familiar with, the, call it, intellectual type of chokhmah. It must be a two-stage process. What is the first level of chokhmah? That chokhmah is anova, humility. That is the chokhmah that is a prerequisite to properly, to truly acquire Torah and retain Torah. The Gemara in Tainis tells us that Torah is comparable to water. Ma mayim, manichim mokim gavoya. Water forsakes a high place, vahalchim lemokim namuch, and it will run down to the area which is as low as possible. Not only that, it will fill every crack and crevice. It will go as low as it possibly can. Af divrei Torah miskaimim. Torah exists within those whose daitoi is shvela, whose existence is shofel. And of course it should come as no surprise at this moment in time that David HaMelech is described with two shvachim. He was the most humble of all people, and he was the greatest Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu is described on the one hand as being Onov Mikol Adam, and the greatest Novi. He was the one who brought Torah into this world. Peh el peh, through the ability to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that no other Navi before or after ever did, he was able to bring Torah into being. And at the same time, he is the most humble of all people. They are not just abstract descriptions of Moshe. They are the one that brings about the other. It is only because of Onov Mikol Adam that he could become the Novi, the greatest Novi of all time. And similarly, when it comes to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, as we know, the Medrash that we learn as children, that the Torah was given on this mountain. It isn't just a zogachts or a lesson in isolation. Stam, learn about another. I could have learned about it, I don't know, from Big Dick Kahuna, but I happened to learn about it at Matan Torah. No. Matan Torah required it to be introduced with the concept of anova. And the Gemara tells us that kol hamisyo'er chochmosoi mistalekes. somebody who is a Balgaiva, somebody who is arrogant, who has excessive pride, his Chochmah will abandon him. And this idea of Chochmah having two different meanings, one that is dependent on humility and one on intellectual wisdom and understanding, is contained within the word itself. Chochmah, Maral points this out, as do other Mefarshim, can be broken down into two words. Koyach ma. What is the strength of this issue, of this item? And therefore, with regards to understanding, the pursuit of understanding is to be able to analyze, to understand, to know, to be able to bring to bear on any sugya, on any item, an analysis that allows you to understand. Ma, koyach ma, what is this? What makes this tick? What makes this happen? However, koyach ma also defines anova. The concept, the strength of being able to feel yourself as being ma. V'nachnu ma, who are we? Ma onu, ma chayenu, ma koichenu, ma tzidkoisenu. Being able to define yourself in terms of ma. Of, nu. So what am I already? And the pasuk, Ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. The pasuk contains that statement, the concept of ma. And what it really means is that when the malachim rightly, understandably, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, why would you place your splendor on the world when ashetna hoitcha la shamayim, where more correctly it would be better to keep this Torah in shamayim, because human beings are frail. They, by definition, will mess up. There's no question about the fact that at this moment in time, Torah is being protected. If you give it over to Bosa Vadam, without question, they will degrade Torah. They will, kaviyachal, almost destroy Torah. Keep it here, preserve it here, protect Torah and your glory. Ashetzna hoitcha al hashamayim. Those extra words that occur the first time round where you come across the posuk mo adi shimcha. But Moshe Rabbeinu responds by saying, you're right. If you're talking about a museum piece or something that is fragile and you want to keep it behind glass and you want to preserve it in its pristine state, yeah, it should stay here in Shamayim. But that's not the purpose of Torah. It has a far higher calling. The real inyan of Torah is to be megale kvod shamayim, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a far greater level of revelation than would be the case. That uniquely can be carried out by Bosa Vadam and not by Malachim. Why? Because Malachim are programmed. So it's true, they will create tremendous shira on autopilot. They've been wound up. They've been placed in the Olam HaMalachim. And now they do what they are programmed to do. So of course, they will never go wrong. Of course, they will never do something that is antithetical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, and they are doing exactly what they have been told to do. The human being, by the very fact that they have been given Bechira, when they elect when they opt, as a result of Bechira, to do X rather than to do Y, to carry out the instructions of Leistignov and Leisinov and Leisachmoid, when they actually carry out Torah or Mitzvahs, it's not because they've been programmed to do so, but because they are electing to do so as a result of understanding who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. This, said Moshe Rabbeinu, will create a far greater Kiddush Hashem. This is the Ma'a Adir Shimcha. This is a real glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that robots are carrying out what they have no choice other than to do. And therefore, Torah is a two-stage process. It requires initially an element of anova. It needs us to understand, to appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only at that stage can we become involved in the Chochmah of Torah in our own intellect. First comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part of the bargain, and then ours. It's very interesting that if you have a look in Parshas Yisro at the description just before Torah is given of where Klal Yisrael were at. Vayehi b'yom hashlishi, psukim that are familiar to us not only from Kriyas HaTorah but from Musaf Rosh Hashanah. V'yeis haboike v'yikonis uvrokim, thunder, lightning, which they could see and hear. V'kol shofar chozok ma'od, and what was the result? Vayechrad kol ha'om asher b'machaneh. The people were terrified by the experience of what was going on, to the extent Vayotze Moshe es ha'om. Moshe had to literally bring the people out, likras ha'elokim, had to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu min ha'machaneh, because they were terrified. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hasinai oshan kuloi, mipnei asher yorad olav Hashem bo'esh. The presence of the Shekhinah was such that they were unable, they were awestruck. They were overwhelmed by the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's turn one parasha later to the last few psukim in Parashas Mishpatim, where we find Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, Vayokom Moshe, sorry, starts slightly earlier, Vayovoy Moshe, Vayesaper la'om is called Divrei Hashem, and he tells that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has relayed to him. Vayan kol la'om koel echot, and this is where we find the posuk of the concept of Nasa v'Nishma. Not in Parshas Yisro, here in Parshas Mishpatim. And Moshe builds a Mizbeach with 12 matzevos for the 12 Shnei Ma'aseh Shiftei Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael bring Eilois, Vayizbechu Zvochim, and Moshe takes the dam, the blood that is now brought about through these korbanos. Chatzi hadam, half of it is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and half of it is bo'agonos, is in bowls, and it's sprinkled on the people, Vayizrik al ha'am. And he takes the Sefer HaBris, and he calls this out, he reads this out publicly. Here we have Klal Yisrael exhibiting a very different type of reaction to Matan Torah. Now the Ramban says that these psukim in Mishpatim actually take place the day later. Yisrael takes place before Matan Torah, and Mishpatim after. Of course, as we know, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Rashi in Kol HaTorah Kula, if ein muktam ma'ucha b'Torah. And Rashi says, no. Both the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim and the psukim in Parshas Yisro happened on the same day at the same time, basically. But it's describing two very different reactions. on the one hand, being overwhelmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. Anova, and then Klal Yisrael being full shutvim. Their views are solicited. Are you up for Matan Torah? Yeah, Nasa v'Nishma. We're doing it. And there is a bris. What does it mean to have a covenant? That there are two parties to this deal. Chatzi Hadam and the other half. There is an active shutfus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Because this is the second stage of Chochmah. There are two elements that create the ability to properly acquire Torah. And therefore, on the one hand, we are aware at Matan Torah that Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'Nishma. On the other hand, that Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a, puts them into a situation where they are forced. Because that's how the Shutfus is properly created. And in fact, and I saw this from Pinchas Friedman, he writes, the Gemara that brings the stira to bear, that on the one hand it says, Atzeres Tier Lochem, and on the other hand it says, Atzeres Tier Lashem. That in Parashas Pinchas it says it one way, and in Parashas Re'eh it says it another way. Which way is it? Is Yontuf Lashem, or is Yontuf Lochem? So what does the Gemara tell us? Split Lochem, Chatzi Lochem, and Chatzi Lashem. If you take Lochem and you take Chatzi Lochem, Lochem has a gematria of 90. If you have Chatzi Lochem, you end up with 45, which is Mo. You need Mo, you need to approach Torah with the concept of Mo v'nachnu Mo, of Mo Adi Shimcha, of understanding who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and then you are able to have the Chatzi, which is Lochem. If you are able to ascribe Chatzi Lashem, the Mo Adi Shimcha, then your Torah is Niskayim. And this is also the idea that Shavuos, as well as Pesach, are described both as being Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because it's not only Mimochras HaShabbos that we start counting the Sfira, but Ad Mochras HaShabbos HaShviyis. Both Pesach and Shavuos are described as being Shabbos, although they are Yom Tov. So in the case of Pesach, the reason it is Shabbos. Shabbos is fixed. It's Kviyo V'Kaimo. The Kedusha of Shabbos came into being before Klal Yisrael. And it overwhelms any other event or yontif or happening on that day. Whether it is a Tisha B'Av or a Yom Kippur. Shabbos is in place. It's Kviyo V'Kaimo. And hence, Shabbos, the tefillahs that we say, we always conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is fixed. When it comes to Yom Tov, Yom Tov is up to us. We are the ones that are koveh when Yom Tov should take place. And therefore, the bracha is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. It's up to us. The first Pesach that ever occurred, we are not the ones that made it happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. Firstly, because that was the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, and how was it described to Moshe? Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh, in future months, do what I am doing now. I am being Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. I will create Yitzias Mitzrayim, and in future you will replicate what I have just done. But the first Pesach was Kviyo V'Kaimo, was not due to the input of Klal Yisrael. So, mitzad that, it was Shabbos. And then, in future times, it was Yom Tov, it was up to us. Shavuos also is Mimochras HaShabbos, because Shavuos also has an element of Shabbos and Yom Tov to it. We approach Shavuos with the understanding that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Anova of Ma, the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, It's kriya v'kaima. It is kof aleim har kikigis. And then we add the dimension of our input, because that's the only way that Torah is expressed in this world. Its origins are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and its output is from us. That is the shutvus that takes place. And this is also why on Motzei Shabbos, when we make Havdalah, we have Besomim. Motzei Yontzef, we don't. So the understanding is that there's no Neshama Yisera, which is not quite the way it is. It's true that on Shabbos we're given a Neshama Yisera, and because it is a gift, there's an extra element of Ruchnius that we have on Shabbos. It is given as a Matana, and it is taken away. It's not truly ours. It is there for us to be able to experience the dimension of Shabbos in an adequate way, which can't be done without an added layer of Ruchnius. We need the Neshama Yisera to be able to absorb the Me'ein Olam Haba that Shabbos is. And as soon as it's over, it's gone. Yontif, it's true, there was no gift. But Yontif, there is our input. We create a level, a layer of Ruchnius, but since we made it happen, it never leaves us. It stays with us. I believe this is an idea from Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, that he says, it's always there. You don't lose it, because it's something that you made happen, and therefore it's something that stays with you. And this shutzvus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to acquire Torah in the first place, is also seen in a slightly unusual area of halacha. The Gemara in Moed Katan tells us that ha'omed b'shas misa, somebody who is present when a person passes away, tears kriya, why? Doimer l'sefer Torah shenisraf. And in fact, there are a number of parallels between a person's neshama leaving them and a sefer Torah which is burnt. The Gemara, for instance, tells us, in the halacha this is the case, that you're allowed to use the pareches that is placed around the Sefer Torah, which is a tashmish. Normally it needs geniza, the same way as the bag in which my tefillin are placed, unlike the bag in which my talis is placed. The bag in which my tefillin are placed, or the box in which my mezuzah is placed, needs to have geniza. It's a tashmish de kedusha, not just a tashmish de mitzvah. But the halacha is, you can take the pareches that has been used for a Sefer Torah and use it as tachrichin, because it will perform the same level of tashmish de kedusha as it has been. And we know when a Sefer Torah is brought through a room, so we stand up for it. So too, when a Talmud Chacham comes through a room, we have a mitzvah. In fact, it's a deraisa of Mipnei Sevel Tokum. And the Gemara famously in Makkos tells us, Kama tipsha hana insha, how foolish are these people that they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah and they do not stand up in front of a Gavra Rabba, in front of a great person. There was a Maisa once in Volozhin, when the Netziv's son-in-law was carrying a Sefer Torah, and he stumbled, and he was falling, or he actually fell, and they rushed to pick up the Sefer Torah, and then the Tziv said, "Heit auf dem Hirsch Leib, pick up the Talmud Chacham." Right? Pick up the Sefer Torah and the Talmud Chacham. We understand that the two, in some way, are the equivalent of each other. Why? Because one represents half of the shutzvus in Torah, the place where Torah is written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer itself, and the other represents that which expresses Torah, the Gavra Rabba. The idea that the Talmud Chochem has the abilities, the Gemara there goes on to say, that even though it says Arboim Yakenu, that actually it's 39. That we have the ability to interpret Torah. This is the Shutvas that takes place. And we know that if one letter is Chosar from a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah is possible. And so too, if one person dies, the whole world is seen as if it's been destroyed. And somebody who saves, call him a Kayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael, as if he has kept Olam Mole, the whole world going. We see all these parallels because we see the Shutvas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves. And therefore, the approach that we need to take to Torah is on the one hand to understand that Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nachnu ma, who are we? On the other hand, we have to understand that without our total and complete input, Torah won't come to its fruition. This tension, this almost contradictory set of statements, is what creates Matan Torah. The Kofalem Harka Gigis and the Nasa Venishma. If we approach Torah with this two-stage procedure, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we value our own input equally, then we can be Mekabel Torah Kitikuna as it was originally given at Har Sinai.